Well, good morning. I wanted to give you a short Bible study this morning on this Thursday, May the 7th, 2020. Something that will encourage and strengthen your souls, I trust. I want to read to you from the book of Proverbs, from chapter 3 and verse 13 to verse 18. It says here, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all those who retain her." Well, I want to direct your attention this morning to verse 17, where Solomon says, "The ways of wisdom are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace." We need to ask ourselves whether we ourselves consider God as our chief joy, and whether we're experiencing the pleasantness of knowing God's wisdom and walking on her paths, the paths of righteousness and truth. What is the chief end of man? The first question of the Shorter Catechism asks. Well, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. The way to both glorify God and to enjoy Him forever is to seek to understand how great is the pleasantness of God-given wisdom to your soul. First of all, I want you to think with me of the happiness of the person who finds wisdom. Verse 13 says, "Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding." So how is wisdom found then? It's found, it says here, by seeking it and finding it, spiritually speaking. It's called gaining wisdom, gaining understanding. It says here in verse 13. Well, how do you gain understanding? You must gain it from God Himself. And you gain it from God by receiving His Word, the Bible, and treasuring it, treasuring His commands within you. I want you to listen as I read to you Proverbs chapter 2 and verses 1 to 7. "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up wisdom, sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly." So there is pleasantness in receiving God's Word and treasuring His commands within you. You incline your heart to hear as a disciple. Listen to what verse 10 says, "When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you and understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness." So if you seek for wisdom and you search for her as for hidden treasures, you're going to find it. And even the search is going to become pleasant to you. In other words, it's true happiness to seek and to find God-given wisdom, for it brings lasting joy and peace in learning to do God's will from a clear conscience. knowing that you are being led and directed in the ways in which God would have you to walk. And so the person who seeks wisdom diligently to find it will find it if they have a sincere heart. The true spiritual understanding that's being talked about here is the wisdom which is based upon the knowledge which is found in God's Word. And it becomes something that you will use in making your decisions concerning what you will do in every situation of moral importance in your life, how you will think and how you will act in every situation. So wisdom is the right application of biblical knowledge. Being wise only comes when you turn from worldly knowledge of fallen, sinful people around you and go directly to God's Word to find out what His will is and what His ways are like. A person of the world, you know, may talk to you and they may tell you how you can invest your money, how you can get good returns, get good dividends from investing in gold or silver. And this may be to your earthly advantage. But verse 14 of our text says that the man who gains understanding will find proceeds better than the profits of silver and greater gains than investing in gold. Psalm 19, verse 10 says, "More to be desired is the word of God than gold." That is the truths of God's Word. "Yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward." So wisdom is found in knowing God and walking with God. Do you remember what it says about the man Enoch in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 24? It says, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Now we must ask ourselves, why was Enoch taken suddenly to be with the Lord on a certain day of God's choosing? Well, it was because the Lord was so delighted to have fellowship with Enoch that he wanted to bring him to himself right away. Right then, he was so pleased with Enoch's walk, that is, that Enoch was so wise in the way that he lived, that God wanted him brought into his immediate presence right away. He simply took him to himself one fine day, kind of like this morning. It's a fine day. But God could take us in death at any moment. In Enoch's case, he took him in life and brought him to himself. He translated him from this earthly existence to a heavenly one. And I'm saying the reason that he did this was because Enoch walked with God, it says. And he was not. That is, that he wasn't in this present existence, but he went to heaven to be with God forever. And I'm saying that you too can understand and know this wisdom if you will make her your close companion and speak with her and walk with her every day. In other words, that you would interact with the pleasant teaching of wisdom in God's Word. And so we need to see, second of all, and think about, second of all, the value of wisdom to the soul of the Christian or any person who is seeking to find true wisdom. Wisdom's a very valuable companion. She's talked about in verse 15 as more precious than rubies, and everything that you desire cannot compare with her. Now, how do you have wisdom as your close companion? You come to have this pleasant companion on the road of life by becoming a true Christian, by receiving Christ as your Savior and Lord and learning to walk with Him. When you receive Christ, you will come to have wisdom. In receiving Him, you will find more and more His speaking to your heart by His Holy Spirit. And in your heart, there will be this reminder of what the Bible says, what is wise. And becoming a Christian comes from being made wise unto salvation. You'll recall that the Apostle Paul says to his helper, evangelist Timothy, that he must continue in the things which he had learned and been assured of, knowing from whom he had learned them, and that from childhood he had known the Holy Scriptures, which were able to make him wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, 2 Timothy 3:14 and 15. So we see here in these verses that you are a true Christian if you continue in the things that you know and are assured of, that they are true from the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. How comes this great assurance that the Scriptures are true? Well, when you receive Christ as your Savior and Lord, you at that moment receive also the greatest of all gifts that God will give to you in this life, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveals the wisdom of Christ and His ways to you. Paul says in the book of Colossians, the Apostle Paul says, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, "For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." So here the Apostle Paul's great conflict was that while he was in prison, the saints could not hear from him personally the word of knowledge that would comfort them, that would console them, that would instruct them, that would edify them, of his being with them, teaching them this precious word of the Lord to them. But he knew that God himself could encourage them by the Spirit, and that through prayer and seeking God's face and remembering what they could of his blessed word in the letter that he sent them, that their hearts being knit together in love, they would attain to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding. That they would attain to this. They would understand the knowledge of the mystery of Christ, that in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this is what I want for you, dear listener, here today, that you would find out for yourself that God can give you this wisdom so that you will know the ways of pleasantness and the paths that will lead you to experience joy and peace in believing in Christ, and that you will seek the wisdom which is from above and that you will find it. There are very great benefits that come from really knowing how pleasant and desirable wisdom really is. Verse 16 of our text in Proverbs 3 says, "Length of days is in her right hand, and riches and honor are in her left hand." Blessings, in other words, of all kinds, both earthly and spiritual also. Although we should primarily focus on the spiritual blessings. You see, wisdom is continually leading you into paths of pleasantness and peace. She's a tree of life, to all who will take hold of her. And happy, it says here, are all those who retain her, who hold her fast. She's a tree of life to all those who take hold of her, and happy are all those who find her. In other words, if you'll take hold of her, she will help you to manifest in your life the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And in doing that, in the various situations of your life, you're going to come to find that God's way is much, much better than the world's way. In James chapter 3, in verses 13 to 16, it says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic." See, that's the kind of wisdom that you'll have if you don't have Christ. It's only worldly wisdom, and it will only take you down in your spirit. It's not pleasant, it's earthly, it's sensual, and it is demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, James says, confusion and every evil thing are there. Not a very pleasant way to live, is it? But James goes on to say in chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, he says, "But the wisdom which is from above is first pure, and then peaceable and gentle and willing to yield and full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy." He says, "Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." So I hope that you can see that in finding wisdom are found all the ways of pleasantness and peace. Here is a tree of life to those who will take hold of her, and happy are those who retain her. She's a tree of life, it says here, and we need to take hold of the fruit of this tree, and we need to see and find this wisdom every day of our Christian life until the Lord takes us to be with Him forever. May the Lord help each one of us to take hold of this pleasant companion wisdom and walk with her and retain her. Well, may the Lord bless you. And I hope that you'll go back and study these verses for yourself and find Christ and find eternal life and find the pleasantness of wisdom. May the Lord give you a good day, all my listeners.